Welcome to the SearchStorageChannel.com podcast. This is Sue Troy, site editor for SearchStorageChannel.com. Today we'll be talking to George Crump, president and founder of Storage Switzerland, about recovering email files. Thanks for joining us today, George.
Thanks for having me, Sue.
So, first question, what are some of the options that resellers and integrators should cover with customers for recovering email data?
Well, I think the first thing is to understand what exactly are they trying to recover. Is it going to be message data? Is it going to be the entire exchange store? And what's the purpose for using that?
And what are some of the key factors in recovering email?
Well, I think the big one is from a time frame or timeline perspective. Typically, recovering the entire exchange environment is going to be a very speed-pressured operation. So being able to get that information recovered, back online, and ready to go in a very short period of time is going to be critical. Single message recoveries typically, you know, probably is critical to that particular user, but to the organization as a whole doesn't have that same level of urgency that the full system being down might have. So that taking a little extra time or that process being slower is not as critical as the full system recovery might be.
And so what are the differences between email recovery and archive?
Well, often those terms are kind of used interchangeably, but essentially email recovery, you're really focusing on the shorter end of that timeline where you're focused to get most often the most recent email or the most recent email message stores back up and in place in a very quick order. Archive is really encompassing of a vast array of subjects, long-term storage, typically some sort of an indexing method to be able to search and find and categorize different mail messages, as well as, in many cases now, legal retention to adhere to either regulations or laws that that governments have put on businesses. So there's a higher legal component to the archive as well. Then also the archive process is, you know, in many cases now anyways, outside of the normal backup process. And resellers should really advise customers that keeping, you know, the backup of their email system for 5 years isn't exactly an email archive. And so that's where, you know, specific email archive applications and systems come to play.
But let me ask you why it seems like all the mindshare goes to archiving rather than email recovery. Is that right?
Well, I think it depends. I think that it's whatever disaster happened to hit the user last. Almost every IT administrator that I speak to can tell you a horror story of spending the whole weekend trying to recover the Exchange database because it got hit with a virus or, more often than not, got corrupted. And the time to recover Exchange in those situations is never really factored into the purchasing process. Very few people actually do a test of what a full system recovery might be. So a real viable service that resellers should look at is actually going in and being that test for the customer. Say, look, you know, let's pretend on our systems that your email server crashed. Let's see how long it actually would take to bring the whole thing back up and be running. And then also maybe even as a service, develop a run book by which they do that. I think that many customers would be very surprised at how long it will actually take them to recover an Exchange instance. It's much more complicated than just moving a seemingly small set of data from tape back to disk.
And there are customers that are willing to pay for that kind of testing?
Yeah, we've seen many cases where they're willing to pay for that kind of testing. Now, they're not going to pay an egregious amount of money for it, but they will pay a fair rate. And then the reseller, you know, could almost look at that as if they could just cover their cost of doing the test. There's obviously a fair amount of goodwill build up, and then I would say at least in 90% of the cases that we've been involved with, the email recovery goes nothing like the customer expected it to, and there's additional opportunities for the end user, or I'm sorry, for the reseller to provide product to the end user.
Okay. Anything else around email recovery that you wanted to talk about?
I think that that's the key thing. I think that it's something that has suddenly become taken for granted that everything now works, and it really shouldn't be. The importance of email is amazing. That if the email system's down, people actually stop working. It's almost like the phones got disconnected. So it's a critical component of the enterprise, probably more so than ever. And bringing that subject up, talking to the customer about, you know, what does your recovery strategy for email look like, and then what does your archive strategy for email look like, I think are two valuable subjects that resellers should spend some time with their customers with.
Okay. Well, thanks, George. That's about all the time we have today. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You can find more info and email archiving issues on our data archiving topics page. This has been Sue Troy for SearchStorageChannel.com.